KBFG is quite possibly one of the hardest things to find in the city of Seattle. Located in a small shack on a random corner of Ballard, it is tucked away amongst a jumble of streets. The amazing thing about the shack, though, is that once you step inside, you find that it is much bigger on the inside than you would think. KBFG's program manager, Tim Flanagan, calls his show Office Hours. It is a weekly show that invites the public in.
Hi, my name is Tim, and this is KBFG LP Seattle. On Monday nights at 7 p.m., we do a show called Office Hours. In Office Hours, it's really literally my office hours. This is where people can come by if they want to talk to me about the station, about how we do radio, about their brilliant idea for a show, or whatever.
As a station that draws programmers from volunteers, Tim understands that doing a show for the first time is no easy task. Although he says there are limits to how much he can do.
I want to say yes. I don't want to burn anybody out, including myself. And the third one is I want to have fun and feel good. I want us all to have fun and feel good about what we're doing.
As Tim's motto might suggest, the station is run much like the programming is, being open to the community and encouraging them to volunteer in more ways than just on the air. At one point in our conversation, Tim pointed out the recording equipment in the studio, all of it donated from members of the community.
It is a lot of hand-me-downs, donations, and loans.
As committed to the station as Tim is, he sees the station as having a limit in how far it can go when it comes to its growth potential.
Our programming is so eclectic. It varies so much. It does not have a coherent theme or format that I think most listeners are going to pick and choose what they listen to off of our station. And because I want to find a way to say yes to a huge variety of programmers, including foreign language programmers and public affairs programming of every variety and sports programming covering maybe our local high school teams, and any kind of music programming, there aren't that many people who are just going to want to turn that on and listen to everything we play.
KBFG plays a mix of different genres of local music as well as a variety of talk shows, all focusing on local issues. By having such a vast mix of programming, they have found some growth in their station. KBFG's treasurer, Pamela Burton, explained that growth has come
slowly, you know, person by person, people came forward and said, yeah, we would like to help.
The growth that is there has built into the community, creating a relationship between the station and those around. The community slowly is becoming more cohesive with the station, as Megan Hanna, host of My 10 Shows, says.
Is going to become, particularly with a brand new station, is going to continue to evolve to become what it's going to be. So something that's brand new and really grassroots, it's like it's kind of a little bit of an experiment, and as the community gets becomes more aware of the station, then I think there's more input from the community, and then, you know, vice versa, there's more that's being created for the community. So it's really a community effort all the way around, from the listeners to the, you know, the supporters to the on-air folks, and then people that are creating working behind the scenes with the station.
At the core of KBFG is the idea that listener engagement is key to creating a relationship with the community. Our conversation moved towards this idea of community and listener engagement.
It's kind of a partnership, you know, because you've got a handful of folks that are creating something that they're putting out into the community. And then you've got the community that's receiving that. And that's a give and take, you know.
KBFG is a station that welcomes anyone to try their hand at radio. With the creation of the LPFM bill, stations like KBFG were allowed to create an environment on the airwaves where you never know what you are going to listen to in an eclectic manner. This is the spirit of KBFG, a station that is not afraid to give anyone a chance if they have a good idea and the willingness to give it a good solid try. Reporting from KBFG's shack in Ballard, this has been Brandon Wittes.